Bonus Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
The Food and Drug Administration is considering approving a different type of drug that can dramatically lower bad cholesterol.
This is as big a development as we've seen in a long time. We are going to be able to absolutely hammer LDL cholesterol down to really low levels.
Dr. Steven Nissen works with the Cleveland Clinic. He says studies have shown the drugs can lower bad cholesterol by up to 70%. FDA panels will meet this week to review the drug known as PCSK9 inhibitors. If approved, people will have a variety of options to lower their cholesterol levels without negative effects. Dr. Nissen with the Cleveland Clinic says the new drug will allow almost everyone to lower their cholesterol levels.
In studies to date, people that have muscle side effects from the statin drugs don't seem to have those side effects from this form of cholesterol-lowering drug.
Apple is revealing its latest version of its Mac operating system. Apple Senior Vice President Craig Federici announced Monday the new OS X for Macs will be called El Capitan.
We've made Spotlight more expressive, more powerful, and more knowledgeable than ever. We've made big enhancements to the apps you use most.
Federici demonstrated the new release at the company's Worldwide Developers Conference in San Francisco. He says users will notice an overhauled Safari browser, faster launching speeds for apps, and a split-screen feature. El Capitan will be available for download this fall. In addition to following us on Facebook and Twitter, you can always join us online at usaheadlinenews.com for special interest stories, news, and headlines. I'm Ron Taylor. You're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Time is 10:05. You're listening to Hunter and Chamber Radio, and this is Hunter and Chamber Radio weather. 74 degrees, overcast skies, says Weather Underground, and it's June 9th, 2015. Scattered thunderstorms today. 81 will be the high. Winds west-southwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 60%. Partly cloudy skies and a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. A low of 57, winds west-northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Wednesday, a mainly sunny sky, a high of 84. Thursday will be sun and clouds mixed with a slight chance of a thunderstorm during the afternoon. 91, chance of rain 30%. Friday, partly cloudy skies, 89. Saturday, the Prez is not going to be happy. Partly cloudy skies early. Scattered thunderstorms developing in the afternoon, a high of 87. Winds west-southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 50%. And on Sunday, the 14th, cloudy skies early will become partly cloudy later in the day, a high of 83. Temperatures in our area right now, 71 in the middle of the county, 74 over in Alexandria, 70 up in Phillipsburg, 71 up in Highbridge, 74 in Tewksbury, 73 in Raritan, and 71 in Ringos and East Amwell. Good morning, Hunter. That's Hunter Jimber Radio traffic and weather. Wow, got to get my act together. All right, we are off to Tech Today in just a moment.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
welcome to another day of Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Chris Bianco. I am the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance to the business owner who never has time to improve his or her business. We do that by accomplishing your wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology so that consumers seeking solutions for personal or business use can be better informed when making purchasing decisions or hiring individuals to carry out technological decisions. Each week, I will focus on topics about technology. Segments will include technology news, the latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, answering your questions. To contact me during the show, go to Tech Today on Facebook. You can message me through there. Good morning at HuntingChamberRadio.com is my email address here in the studio. 908-237-0410 is the phone number. And if you want to get in touch with me outside of the show, my company website, BluePantherBIZ.com. Well, the big news from yesterday was Apple. Apple made a big splash with a number of items that they wanted to bring to market and inform people about with demonstrations and launches. And so a number of the articles today will be focused on that. So let's get to it, shall we? First of all, Apple has decided it's going to get into the music business. I find this fascinating because I really don't see a profit in the world of streaming music, but I guess Apple sees it differently, and who can blame them? They've gotten it right a number of times, but here they are taking on their competition, and Reuters, Julia Love and Yasmin Abutaleb wrote this article yesterday. It says, Apple muscles into streaming music market, from Yahoo.com. It says that Apple launched Apple Music on Monday. It's a $9.99 a month streaming music service that may not differ dramatically from competitors, but comes with Apple's deep music roots, global brand, and hundreds of millions of iTunes customers. Apple's push into the streaming business will likely alter the dynamics of how consumers listen to music, as the music industry grapples with declines in downloaded songs and tries to figure out new ways to get people to pay for music. The Apple brand speaks for itself, and it will have an earthquake-like impact on the industry, says Daniel Ives, who is an analyst with FBR Markets. Given the gold standard brand, given Apple's breadth and awareness, it's more important what Apple is doing strategically than moving the needle financially. Offering new surprises to what had been expected, Apple Inc. shares did not react strongly. We don't really care about the shares. We're caring about the service. The only thing that is going to move Apple stock is iPhone sales, so we're not worried about that either. The unveiling of the service, the kickoff to the week-long Worldwide Developers Conference, also included the announcement of an upgraded operating system, Apple's Watch, that will let developers create speedier native apps that rely less on the iPhone. Apple said that the El Capitan will be the name of the next version of iOS X for its Macs. It includes, and it disclosed that the next version of the software that powers iPhones and iPads, called iOS 9, will come out this fall, and detailed the continued expansion of Apple Pay, which will launch in the United Kingdom next month. But the music service was the star of the show. Apple introduced it with clips and live appearances by stars like Drake and up-and-comer The Weeknd. Legendary music industry figure Jimmy Iovine, and who came to the company as part of the acquisition of Beats, took the stage to unveil details of the new service. Apple's music service will enable artists to share songs directly with fans, including a global 24/7 radio station named Beats One, and stream music with the entire iTunes catalog. Apple Music follows similar streaming services from Spotify, which streams music from record labels and media companies, Pandora, a self-described personalized radio station, and others. Apple Music's $9.99 month price takes effect after a three-month free subscription period. The company is also offering what it calls a family plan for $14.99 a month for up to 6 family members. The success of Apple Chief Executive Officer Tim Cook's first new product, the Watch, will likely hinge on a competing collection of apps. But early apps for the timepiece have been tied to the iPhone, placing limits on what developers could do. This will be a big deal to creating a much more useful set of apps for the watch, said Jan Dawson, an analyst with Jackdaw Research, explaining that apps did not always run smoothly when tethered to the iPhone. Watch apps could feel slow and unresponsive at times. The company also unveiled new details about its Apple Pay service, saying it was already supported by more than 2,500 banks and will surpass 1 million locations accepted next month. In a related move, Apple said it would rename Passbook, its app for credit and debit cards and boarding passes, to Wallet. That's interesting because that's challenging Google for its wallet. All right, so there's the overall announcements going on. It has to do with iOS 9, El Capitan, the Apple Watch, and obviously the music subscription service. We're going to break down a few of those with some articles after this. We got a few commercials to play, and I'll be right back with more of Tech Today in just a few minutes.
Help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, my name is Debbie Lentenny of Ashore Shred. I love being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Active involvement in it has given us numerous opportunities to meet other business owners and simultaneously has helped Ashore Shred to grow.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today. It is 20 after 10. You're listening to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. So we covered the beginnings of the Apple conference yesterday. Now let's find out some of the details, shall we? So here is an article about the strengths and weaknesses of Apple Music. This article was published on TechCrunch.com. yesterday, and it says the strengths and weaknesses of Apple Music, written by Josh Constein yesterday. And he says, is it a Spotify killer or a Ping 2.0? Apple today finally announced its move about on-demand music streaming. Here is a comparison between Apple Music and its competitors, plus a deep look at the position, positive and negative points from the launch. So, price. Almost all of them are $9.99. You did hear that Apple Music was offering a family plan. So, and then we'll get to the introductions in just a moment. Amazon Prime, $99 per year as part of their Amazon Prime subscription, which you get a lot of other benefits as well, having to be free shipping on products that you order. The free trial, you get Apple Music for 3 months. The Spotify Premium, 30 days free or 3 months for 99 cents, so it's comparable. 30 days for Google Play Music, 30 days for Tidal, and 30 days for Amazon Prime. Free tier. No, there is no free tier in Apple Music. There is ad-supported and limited on desktop, shuffle play, and 6 skips per hour on Spotify. Google Play has no free tier. The rest of them don't have any free tiers. So the only one that is breaking into free is Spotify. Everybody else, you have to pay or not use it. The family plan for Apple Music is $14.99 for 6 users. For Spotify, it's 50% off each extra account, $14.99 for 2, $29.99 for 5. So Apple Music is obviously cutting into Spotify there. There is no family plan on Google Play, but you can stream up to 10 devices at once, and you can do 3 devices at once in offline mode from Title and 10 devices authorized to an account for Amazon Prime. So, except for Spotify being a little bit more expensive for individuals, everybody else seems to be comparable or within $6. But when you take $6 and you extrapolate it over 12 months, that's a $72 difference. Max streaming quality for Apple Music is 256 kilobytes per second. Spotify Premium is 320 kilobytes per second. The rest of them are 320. I take that back. Google Play is up to 320 KBS. 320 to 1411 kilobytes for Tidal, which is HD audio, and up to 256 for Amazon. So Apple Music is not really providing a very high quality. Still good, obviously, but it's not near what Tidal is offering. And bonuses includes Beats Live DJ Radio with Apple Music. Spotify has Algorithmic Radio, Access Catalog from third-party apps, access to YouTube Music Key Beta, no ads, offline playback for YouTube music videos for Google. For Tidal, HD audio access for $20 a month includes an early content, including videos and playlists. And Amazon bundled with all other Prime benefits, including Amazon Instant Video and free two-day shipping. So competitively, it's small. Everybody's kind of playing in the same marketplace there, price point. But here is the strength on on-demand streaming. Music download sales are falling fast. Streaming is quickly on the rise. Apple desperately needed to transition from iTunes sales model to subscription streaming or risk watching usage and revenue drop. The launch date, with the whole world watching, Apple could have told us to go download its new music app and start listening now. Instead, we have to wait until June 30th for the launch, and many will have forgotten by then. These kinds of delays after announcements are fine when you're talking about selling a new device. Everyone talks about spending hundreds of dollars and shows off their shiny new gadgets. Software is hidden in the phone, and no one's proudly trumpeting what they started their free trial. Apple is smart to be making Apple Music available on Android and Windows PCs, but it won't launch there until the fall. Until then, it's just iOS, Mac, and Apple Watch. Again, if Apple wants a streaming app to become a worldwide phenomenon, its unified cross-platform launch today would have been much stronger. At least it's available in 100 countries opposed to 58 for Spotify, and you could sync songs to an offline mode. It does have a free trial, which is nice to kind of get you hooked into it. Weakness, no free ad-supported tiers, so if you want to get it, you got to get it, but you'll try it for 3 months, and that'll be fine, and then that $9.99. It's sad that people throw away $10, $120 a month, $120 a year, thinking it's like nothing. But quite honestly, it's not my cup of tea. Despite an unimpactful ad, Apple's not really an advertising company, so the lack of an ad-supported tier was somewhat predictable. So, makes sense. Price. Apple Music is $10 a month, the same as independent competitors like Spotify. Apple couldn't convince the record labels to let it charge less, but its real failure could be the refusal to subsidize the subscription fee. At the end of the day, Apple doesn't make money on content a few bucks at a time. It makes it by the billions on device sales. Having the most popular on-demand streaming service could help it sell more iPhones, and a lower price or free tier would have made that much more likely. If Apple wises up, it will incentivize device sales by giving away 6 months or 12 month subscriptions with the purchase of an iPhone, iPad, MacBook, Mac. Music isn't going away, and pulling it from its $198 billion cash pile to win the war could be a sound investment. Family plan is a strong thing. $14.99 for six people. That's not bad. Weakness, lack of exclusives. Another way Apple could have thrown in the money around would have been to lock up some must-have exclusive content for Apple Music, but it didn't do that. It does have Beats Radio, which creating a flagship 24/7 human Beats Radio station could help casual listeners discover artists that can then stream on their leisure. And iTunes Radio isn't dead, it's just buried inside Beats One. Anyone, including non-payers, can use Apple's personalized Pandora-style iTunes Radio, which can keep jams flowing for those who don't want to DJ. So we'll see. I've just not bit into the world of streaming music. I just don't find it. I have a lot of music of my own. You can listen to YouTube for free. I don't really see what this is doing for me except extracting $120 out of somebody's pocket for a year. But obviously Apple has something going on here. And the Apple loyalists are into it. They're the ones that are going to pay up, and that's fine. The world of the PC person and the world of the Android person, not so simple. So unless there's some new exclusives, as it said, that's going to make people sign up, I'm not sure it's in the running. But I don't know if you really care from a product or from a company perspective. From a subscription service perspective, some people like to do it, and it seems like $120 is not a lot to ask. After all, we used to pay $17.99 for one CD back in the 80s, so paying $9.99 for an entire month's use of music seems pretty reasonable. It's 10:30. It's time for me to take a break. We'll be back with more of Tech Today in just a few minutes.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Two eyewitnesses claim they saw the convicted killers that escaped from a maximum security prison over the weekend. The eyewitnesses told ABC News they were returning to their home in upstate New York late Sunday night when they spotted two men in their backyard with what appeared to be a guitar case. The witnesses say they confronted the men and they took off running. The two eyewitnesses live near the manhole that prisoners Richard Matt and David Sweat used to make their escape. Sources tell the New York Daily News that the convicts were carrying their prison breakout tools in a guitar case. The Federal Railroad Administration is issuing new train speed recommendations following last month's deadly Amtrak derailment in Philadelphia.
The Federal Railroad Administration suggests adjustments to automatic train control systems at curves. Officials also recommend more speed warning signs on the tracks and possibly adding a second crew member to the cabin. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
Game 3 of the NBA Finals is tonight in Cleveland. The Cavaliers and Golden State Warriors split the first two games in Oakland. Cleveland is playing without two of its top starters. This is USA Headline News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here, coming to you poolside with another summertime eating idea. Ready for a dip? Dive into one of my summer meals. 8 pieces of chicken, new Kentucky baked beans, coleslaw, and 4 biscuits will have your family executing a perfect front tuck into the deep end of dinner before pulling off a synchronized back 2.5 twist into a half gallon of Dole Classic lemonade. Get out of that pool and into a Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurant. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Pricing and participation may vary.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
The State Department is attempting to clarify comments made by President Obama on the lack of U.S. strategy when it comes to fighting ISIS. Press Relations Director Jeff Rathke said yesterday the administration does have a plan.
We have a strategy. It's agreed with our international partners, with the Iraqi government, and we're working hard to implement it across all the lines of effort.
Meantime, State Department spokesman John Kirby tells MSNBC this morning there is absolutely a strategy. He says that Obama was referring to a specific plan to improve the training and equipment of Iraqi security forces, which is something the Pentagon is working on right now. Kirby added that a strategy is three things: ends, ways, and means. He also says there is, quote, room for improvement, especially following ISIS's recent capture of the city of Ramadi. State Department Press Relations Director Jeff Rathke says President Obama's comments on Monday were taken out of context.
He was speaking about how to accelerate and optimize the training and equipping of Iraqi forces, including the integration of Sunni fighters, and not the overall strategy to fight ISIL.
This is USA Headline News.
You're getting very sleepy. Sleepy. You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your... Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session. Huh? Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plenty.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee is continuing his defense of the Duggar family. The Republican presidential hopeful tells Fox News the Kelly File that the Freedom of Information Act was broken in the release of an incident report on Josh Duggar.
Opening this whole thing up publicly violated Arkansas law. And as someone who governed the state and understood juvenile law, I was just stunned and shocked.
Duggar admitted to inappropriately touching four of his sisters and a family friend when he was a teen. Family has started the TLC show 19 Kids and Counting, which has since been suspended. Mayor of Springdale, Arkansas, rejects claims of improper conduct in the release of the report detailing the abuse claims. Huckabee went on to say that this wouldn't be an issue if the Duggars weren't a Christian Republican family.
And if a liberal has anything like this kind of situation, it's no big deal. And I think we all have heard the comparison between this and Lena Dunham.
It's Home Safety Month around the country. Eric Lestou is co-founder of the Living in Place Institute, LLC, based in Denver.
Our country is facing a home safety crisis. The cost of accidents that occur in the home are raising just through the roof.
Lestou and Living in Place co-founder Louis Delaware urge people to make small changes in their homes to make them safer. They recommend getting showers built without barriers people must step over, as well as building walk-in tubs. Eric Lestou with Living in Place Institute, LLC, says showers and tubs in particular can be dangerous.
You're barefoot, you're wet, maybe some soap in your feet, and it becomes a very dangerous place.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Time is 10:35, and it's time for Hunt Chamber Radio weather. Temperatures right now, 75 degrees and overcast skies in Flemington. Today is June 9th, 2015. And it'll be mixed clouds and sun with scattered thunderstorms and a high of 82 today. Winds west-southwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain 60%. Some clouds this evening will give way to mainly clear skies overnight. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible and a low of 57. Winds west-northwest at 5 to 10. And a few clouds overnight. A mainly sunny on Wednesday, high around 85. Thursday, intervals of clouds and sunshine at a high of 92. Sunshine and clouds mixed, 89 on Friday. Partly cloudy early on June 13th, Saturday. Scattered thunderstorms developing in the afternoon, a high of 88. Chance of rain, 50%. Sunday, cloudy skies early will become partly cloudy later in the day, a high of 84. Temperatures in our area, 72 right now at the county complex, 76 in Frenchtown, 73 in Raritan, 76 in Hopewell, 75 in Tewksbury, 78 in Phillipsburg. It's getting warm out there. Some more tech today coming up right now. More information from the Worldwide Developers Conference and Apple's announcements having to do with iOS 9. Wired posted this about iOS 9 supercharges search and Siri with AI, known as artificial intelligence. So in San Francisco, Apple Senior VP of Software Engineering Craig Federighi demoed what's new in OS X and iOS 9, and it seemed like there was an echo from Google I.O., where 2 weeks ago we learned how Google Now was getting major upgrades. Likewise, iOS 9 wants to break down the walls between the core OS and third-party apps through search, voice commands, and artificial intelligence. In addition to interacting via taps and swipes, all the apps on your phone will be source of data for your core OS. And the end game for all this is to make search smarter across your Apple devices. And one way Apple will do this is by unchaining a lot of data from inside your apps and delivering that info, namely to Siri and Spotlight. The Siri enhancements are both aesthetic. It now looks more like the version of Siri on the Apple Watch, and functional. The voice assistant is able to run searches of your phone roll based on dates and locations, and you can also set contextual reminders based on what you're doing on the phone. It will also have deep integration with Apple Music, letting you request specific songs or most popular playlists. Apple also claims the iOS 9 version of Siri is zippier and turns out more accurate results. The new additions to Spotlight search for OS X and iOS 9 are more significant. Via desktop, the app had improved natural language results, meaning a search for folder with photos from WWDC last year will be understood. This applies to mail, too, if anyone uses that. So you could search for emails I ignored last week and get results. Via mobile, search for a keyword in Spotlight will now surface results from within apps. On stage, Federighi demoed the new feature by searching for a recipe, and Spotlight delivered a deep link to that recipe within the Yummy app. A new iOS 9 search tool also supports unit conversations. And to further all these efforts, Apple also announced that it will open the API for Spotlight search. That will allow more third-party apps to allow this sort of deep thinking from iOS 9 search, meaning Spotlight has the potential to become much more than what it is. Essentially, these features continue a cross-platform trend for both iOS and Android. Apps are just as important as they've ever been, and the path to making them smarter, better integrated, and more capable is by making our search, in whatever form it takes, work with them. Search should get us into an app more or help us get information from them better. The next generation of smartphone operating systems are also trying to reduce the time you spend in apps. Google now unlocks timely, customized information from within apps and displays them in a dashboard on Android. With its new proactive assistant and deeper search functionality, Apple is also trekking down the path to post-app era, using a combination of AI, data mining from within apps, and your own information. Our phones will just know what we're looking for. The idea is to get us what we want when we want it, and Apple seems bent on doing exactly that. So essentially what's happening in the world of your phone and your PC is that you have to make a decision as to when you're looking for a piece of information. You know which app you would use to do that. What's trying to happen now between Android and Apple is an umbrella over the top of it is trying to hook into apps, and those apps are trying to hook into the umbrella so that you simply ask for a question and the operating system is smart enough or fast enough, I guess, to know which app to go and look for that information in and provide it to you. It will have context, knowing that a particular app has better knowledge of a certain subject than another app, and so it would go there. Or it would just search them all, and it would turn out that the one that has the most information would be the one that shows up anyway. Either way, it looks to you like you use one app or a dashboard, and you get the results all in that one place, as opposed to having to pick and choose what I'd like to do. For instance, if I was going to calculate perhaps a tip, I would say, I would want to say something like calculate tip, and it would use the calculator to figure it out for me, as opposed to me going to the calculator to have to do it. Simple as that. 10:43, we're going to take another quick break, take a commercial ID, and we'll be right back with more of Tech Today. Just a moment.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is offering chamber members ways to find new customers during this difficult economic environment with the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program. The Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program is a direct mail program which targets new homeowners and renters shortly after they move into the Hunterdon County area. The new resident program offers limited advertising space on a first-come, first-placed program and provides new residents with ongoing access to member ads and promotions through online web links. This ad program is only available to members of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, so act quickly to reserve your space today. For more information on the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program, visit www.hunterdon.chambermail.us or contact Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Representative at 1-800-267-3139 or email at adinquiry@chambermail.us.
Hey, it's 10:47. You're listening to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Well, we've concluded our subject matter on Apple for right now, but let's continue on other technical matters that might be of interest to you. How about this one? Your bank account. the next thing to go obsolete. That's according to CNN Money. And it says that it might finally be time to break up with your bank. Not only is banking not for everyone, accounts are inaccessible to about half of the world. People are too poor, live too far from a bank, or don't have the required documentation. Abra, a new startup, makes banking more accessible while completing cutting out the actual bank. With Abra, all of your banking lives on your phone. You can withdraw funds, deposit cash, and send money using the app. There are no ATMs and no bank branches. The service is different from recent innovations like Simple, Venmo, PayPal, and Chase Pay because those all require bank accounts. The idea is that all banking should be as easy as sending a text message. In a hyper-connected world, it is astounding to me that you can't pick up the phone and instantly send money to any other phone number in the world, says Abra founder Bill Barthchik, a former software engineer of Goldman Sachs based in San Francisco. He presented his company last week at the Exponential Financial Conference in New York. Traditional banking is really good at serving the global 5% or 10% of consumers who reach a certain income level. The reality is the majority of the planet is a cash-based economy and banking doesn't work for those people. Here's how Abra works. Say you need $100 in cash. To get it, you would open the app and find a bank teller near you using your phone's GPS. Bank tellers can be regular people as well as businesses like convenience stores. If it's a person, they'd have a background check through Abra. The system is similar to how Uber vets drivers. Once you find a teller, you would meet somewhere convenient to both of you. Each person then gets a QR code, which one person scans to validate the transaction. Once validated, the teller would give you $100. A deposit works the same way, just in reverse. Except, unlike your friend, the teller makes money by charging a fee, which can be any amount may choose. Abra recommends they charge about 1.5%, depending on location and convenience. Abra charged 25.25% per transaction, which is the company's only involvement in the actual exchange of currency. Abra is just as anonymous as cash. Other than a phone number, no data is collected unless you are a teller. Abra is currently in beta, but is launching in the U.S. and the Philippines in a few weeks. Barhard said the company has signed up tens of thousands of tellers in those countries, and it will be available around the world in the next year. And his only advice for those who sign up with Abra, don't lose your phone. Well, there's an interesting concept right there. I don't know. I'm looking at the fact that if I'm paying $1.75 for $100 per transaction for money, that's crazy. It doesn't talk about how you send money in other transactions, but it sounds like at some point, yeah, there's going to be some type of transaction all the time. That's pretty expensive. I don't know if I'm interested in forking over close to 2% on every financial transaction. That's a high inflation at this point. I don't know if that could be possible. Given that I have, you know, I understand that I have a certain amount of money in my accounts at my bank, and only, quite honestly, a very little because I don't really make any money off of it. I don't see how I would be interested in spending that type of money all the time to get money out of my account. Certainly, I get my ATM for free, so I don't know how that's going to really work. That seems a little bit overzealous in terms of the cost. And if that doesn't make you feel bad, how about this one? Well, CheatSheet.com says that why your TV and internet service seem to be getting worse. Jess Balut wrote this article on the 7th, and she says, Americans pretty universally dislike their television internet service providers, an unsurprising fact hammered home once again by the Telecommunications and Information Report 2015. The American Customer Satisfaction Index, the group behind the report, noted on its homepage that consumers love smartphones and loathe ISPs. The pithy line pointed to the headlining finding of the group's latest study of the 45 industries on which the survey asked customers' opinions. Companies offering TV and internet service tied for last place in customer satisfaction. The study is based on more than 14,000 consumer surveys and rates companies from 0 to 100 in the category of cable TV services. Comcast rating dropped by 10% over the past year to reach a score of 54. Time Warner dropped by 9 points to 51, finding itself in a tie with Mediacom Communications for the lowest score among the more than 300 companies evaluated. Among companies providing internet service, Time Warner received a better score than last year, earning a score of 58. It fared better than Comcast at 56 and Charter at 57. And all those people were involved in this big merger thing that was going on not too long ago. But not as well as Verizon Fios, which is at 68, and AT&T U-verse at 69. Writing for the New York Times, Rebecca Ruiz notes that cable TV and internet providers have faced harsh scrutiny in a year marked by talks of mergers throughout the industry. Though regulators' reservations about Comcast's $45 billion bid for Time Warner put an end to that deal, Charter Communications announced last week that it intends to buy Time Warner and Bright House Networks for a total of $67.1 billion. David Vandenberg, director of the index, told the Times that internet and TV have always been among the lowest scoring, but this year they're at the very bottom. He noted that the customer service offered by companies in these industries has long since been bad, and they don't handle inquiries with efficiency and respect. So there you have it. And quite honestly, the reason is because you don't have a choice. You know, when we have choices, We at least look for the best of the worst, but we at least get a choice. Here, you really have no choice. You are slated, you are saddled with, this is the ISP you use. You are saddled with, this is the TV choice you use. And we don't like that as Americans. So we're going to complain, and likewise, because the companies, it appears that way, or it could be actual fact, because they don't know, they realize we don't have a choice. They don't seem to make any effort to try and keep us. So it's a catch-22 at this point. The article continues, and it says that the complaints about poor customer service date back more than a decade. They're compounded by They're compounded by the continually rising prices, and dissatisfaction can increasingly impact companies' revenues. So why is this happening? I'm looking for some explanation. He said, the late David Carr wrote 2 years ago that New York Times that telecom's big players hold back the future, reporting that 1996 Telecommunications Act, which was intended to foster healthy competition, instead allowed cable companies and telecoms to simply divide markets and merge their way to one monopoly. Wired and wireless connections are controlled by only a handful of companies, which results in little competition, little investment, uneven access to high-speed connections, while consumers love to complain about their cable companies and internet service, Carr wrote. It's sort of like the weather. No one does anything about it because no one can. So that's pretty much where we are at this point. Until we come up with another service, another disruption in the world of internet service providers and cable companies, we will continue to have this issue. Now, I don't use cable anymore for TV. I stream everything from the internet. Just about everything is out there. So I'm quite content with a lot more reasonable option. As far as ISP, as soon as something comes along that is better than my Comcast, you bet I will definitely be moving on. But right now I can't find anything. I was even looking into having a T1 line installed in my house, but that became a little too cost prohibitive. 10:57, it's time for me to get on out of here. The Some Things About Money team is going to be on its way. Do not fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. That is the mission of Tech Today. Hopefully we've imparted that mission onto you. We'll talk with you next Tuesday. Take care.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hideen Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hideen Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hideen Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Two eyewitnesses claim they saw the convicted killers that escaped from a maximum security prison over the weekend. The eyewitnesses told ABC News they were returning to their home in upstate New York late Sunday night when they spotted two men in their backyard with what appeared to be a guitar case. The witnesses say they confronted the men and they took off running. The two eyewitnesses live near the manhole that prisoners Richard Matt and David Sweat used to make their escape. Sources tell the New York Daily News that the convicts were carrying their prison breakout tools in a guitar case. The Federal Railroad Administration is issuing new train speed recommendations following last month's deadly Amtrak derailment in Philadelphia.
The Federal Railroad Administration suggests adjustments to automatic train control systems at curves. Officials also recommend more speed warning signs on the tracks and possibly adding a second crew member to the cabin. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
Game 3 of the NBA Finals is tonight in Cleveland. The Cavaliers and Golden State Warriors split the first two games in Oakland. Cleveland is playing without two of its top starters. This is USA Headline News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here, coming to you poolside with another summertime eating idea. Ready for a dip? Dive into one of my summer meals. 8 pieces of chicken, new Kentucky baked beans, coleslaw, and 4 biscuits will have your family executing a perfect front tuck into the deep end of dinner before pulling off a synchronized back 2.5 twist into a half gallon of Dole Classic lemonade. Get out of that pool and into a Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurant. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Pricing and participation may vary.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding. Because now